One day we'll know what the Mayans said. One day we'll decode their language, feel the skin of their thoughts, hear the voices of their gods. I wouldn't doubt if you listened closely, you could hear their stones speak. The dreaming god dreams of the goddess within. In the belly of the dreaming god, the goddess slumbers, dreaming of...
Who is it?
Rose.
Who?
Rose Larue.
Oh, come in.
Was that your father's voice I heard?
Yeah, his dictaphone.
It was strange hearing him again.
Come in, just to step over the piles.
Oh, mon dieu, what happened?
Somebody was browsing. Have a seat.
Thank you. I came here because I have something to tell you about a man.
Who?
His name is Shoes.
Oh, I met him.
You met Shoes?
Last night.
Where is he?
Right now, I don't know.
Does he have the statuette?
Nope.
Well, what did he tell you?
He said he sold your replica of the goddess to the fop and was going to sell you the real one.
He didn't tell you we paid him $2,000?
The fop says he offered 10 grand.
Do you believe him?
I don't know. Why is this goddess so important?
Please, can we go somewhere else to talk?
Sure.
I have a car.
Good. I could use some air. So tell me, who are the sisters?
We are healers.
Healers, huh? How's the statue fit into this?
She is the symbol of our belief. She is the focal point through which we are able to heal.
You have a church or a temple or something?
Yes.
Where?
I'll take you there.
So you gave Shoes the fake, and what did you get in return? A plaster Buddha?
Yes. A plaster Buddha.
When you cracked it open, there was nothing inside, and Shoes walked off with your 2 grand?
Yes.
You know, you talk about Nick as though you knew him.
I did know him.
I wish I could have seen him again.
He spoke about you often.
Yeah, well, we weren't exactly close. Where is it? One of these houses?
It's below the street.
In a cellar?
Yes, in the earth.
So what you do here is heal people?
Yes.
I gotta admit, this isn't like any hospital I've ever seen.
Our ways are very ancient.
This an altar?
Yes. It was here that we placed the statuette of the goddess.
The replica?
Yes, the replica.
And now the fop has it.
I'm afraid so.
Where are the candles on the floor set out in the shape of a woman?
Well, the person to be healed is placed in the center, facing the altar.
What's over there in the cage?
A serpent.
Oh, yeah, it looks lethal.
It can be, but not if the ceremony is conducted properly.
That's part of the healing?
Only in certain cases.
Somebody would have to be pretty desperate.
There are those that linger after death until their past can be healed.
And then what?
Then they move on.
Why do we cry when our dear ones die? Why do we cry when our loved ones leave us? Why do we cry when they leave us? Too long in the higher school of life, because we sorrow for our loss. Because we sorrow for our loss. Death is not the end. Death is like a dream. Death is dying on this world and waking on another. Why do we cry when our loved ones die? We should rejoice, not be selfishly sad. Why do we cry? For in our sadness, we may keep them on the because we sorrow for our loss. Because we sorrow for our loss. Death is not the end. Death is like a dream. Death is dying on this world and waking on another. Why do we cry when good men die and move on to a higher state? Why do we cry when vain men die and get another chance in another place? Death is not the end. Death is like a dream. Death is dying on this world and waking on another.
Yeah, yeah. What?
What's...
Shoes!
I should have...
You're bleeding!
I should have thrown it.
Who did this?
Thrown it in the harbor.
Who drilled you? Speak to McNulty. Tell him it's Ida, Nick's kid. Tell him I got a stiff down here.
What's this filth doing on the floor?
He's playing dead. What's it look like, McNulty?
I'll ask once more. What's this piece of garbage doing here?
Guess he was a friend of Nick's.
It figures.
Hey!
Scum.
Don't kick a dead man.
Why? Is it going to hurt him?
You're going to be dead one day. You want someone climbing into your casket to give you a good swift kick?
Don't get smart with me, girlie. Let me see Nick's 38.
Sure. Hasn't been fired.
Did this scum say who did it?
Shoes, look at him. He's filled with so many holes he looks like a sieve.
He was alive when he waltzed in here, right?
I opened the door and he fell on the floor.
Why did the slug come crawling in here to croak?
How would I know?
You trying to be another Nick?
Listen, McNulty.
You don't have a license to be a dick. Not in this town.
McNulty.
I'm warning you. Any more stiffs and you'll be spending your holidays in the slammer.
I'm not Nick, okay?
Then why is this scum here?
Like you said, Nick knew all kinds. Gangsters, hookers, pimps, cops.
You better keep your nose clean.
Got a hanky?
Yeah. Here.
Here, thanks.
Yeah. So, watch your step.
A And now, Gangbusters!
Fingers. Ida. Little Ida. Turn the damn radio off. Little Ida.
I'm all bad tonight.
No, what?
What you ask?
What?
Who sprayed that wound shop with lead?
I'm not calling about that.
Why are you calling?
Shoes walked in here about an hour ago.
Who?
Shoes.
Who's Shoes?
Your old school chum.
Oh, that Shoes.
Is he there?
No, he's in the morgue.
What?
Croaked.
Shoes croaked?
Lead poisoning.
What do you mean?
I
thought you said he walked in.
He shuffled.
He say anything before he croaked?
Yeah.
He said I should have thrown it in the harbor.
That's all?
I asked him who did it to you.
Did he say?
He held up three fingers and keeled over.
He held up three fingers?
Yeah, three fingers.
I got no quarrel with Shoes.
Not anymore. I know where you'll find the Maltese goddess.
Are you certain of that?
Yes, I'm certain.
Where is she?
I have her.
Splendid. Where are you?
At the office. And bring the replica.
The what are you talking about?
Look, I know you got a fake. Bring it.
Why?
Because we're going to make a little swap. Got your goddess.
You found her?
Yes, I found her.
The venom passes through her body. The venom passes through her pores. There is no life to attach to. As she watches, as she hovers overhead, she falls into a faint. She falls into a trance. She returns to her body. She opens her eyes.
To break a dream with your own or the great universal dream of God, you have to wake up into the original consciousness which has produced the dream. In the same way as you break your own dream when you wake up into ordinary waking consciousness. In order to break the cosmic dream, you must wake up into that consciousness which produced it. Cosmic consciousness. Or God.
Fascinating. Hearing a dead man speak.
He wasn't dead then.
Mr. Van Retten?
Why is she here?
Why is he here?
You didn't tell me that she would be...
Oh, shut up, both of you. Where's the fake goddess?
It's in my briefcase.
Let's see it.
Why do you want it?
I told you. We're making a swap.
We don't want the replica.
Hey, Take what you can get, LaRue.
But I thought we were...
She tried to pawn off this obvious fake.
Who did?
Her. Her sisters and their sleazy accomplice.
Shoes?
Shoes wasn't our accomplice.
You gave him the fake so he'd sell
it
to me.
Come on, simmer down, both of you. Yeah?
I found out who riddled that shop full of holes.
Who?
A couple of punks from Chicago.
Yeah, who hired him? What's his name?
Cortland Van Retchen.
The third?
The Doid.
Thanks, Uncle.
Don't mention it.
Well, it looks like...
Keep your hands up. Move away from the desk.
Well, you've been going through a lot of lead lately, Court.
Where is the real goddess?
So you shot shoes full of holes.
The shoes was a slimy, vulgar double-crosser.
He tried to tell me, but he was coughing too much blood to spit out your name. So he held up three fingers.
Give me the goddess!
You were the one who hired the creeps to blast LaRue's shop.
It was you?
You and the shoes were planning to deceive me. He got his, and now you're going to get yours.
Wait a minute. Shoot her, and you'll have to shoot me. And then no goddess.
Where is the goddess? Give her to me this instant.
Over here.
Don't move!
All right. You get it.
I don't see it.
Here.
What is this?
I thought you'd know.
It's a cheap Mexican replica of an Aztec god.
Hey, not bad.
Where is the goddess?
The goddess is inside the god.
If you had been wasting my
time... Oh, quit squawking! Just break it!
It better be in here.
Is it really in there?
I hope so.
Ah, yes, yes, my sweet, sweet goddess.
How did you know it was there?
Nick's tape. The dreaming god dreams of the goddess inside him.
Ah, it's real. It's the Maltese goddess.
Yeah, it's the real McCoy.
This event calls for celebration.
Good, then put that gun away.
No, no. First, a song.
Oh, jeez.
We shall sing about something very dear to us all.
Yeah? Money or sex?
Death.
Oh, dear.
Death is the great culmination of life. In death, life seeks its rest.
Says you.
Death is the precursor to the greatest happiness. The exquisite freedom from all tortures of the flesh.
I'll bet.
Death frees you from all your bodily pain.
Big deal.
Just as sleep banishes the aches and pains of your body. Death is a parole from the prison of your body. What does it matter what name we play? Whether saints or sinners or parts of an illusion. With all its troubles, you will be free. Free in astral heaven. Sing, sing, both of you, sing.
Like this song.
Better do as he says.
What does it matter what role we play?
We're the saints or sinners.
Our parts are but illusions.
Now evil, evil serves the same purpose as the villain in a drama.
Oh, tell us, Court.
The villain's dastardly deeds awaken in us love for the hero, love for his virtuous way.
But does it matter what role we play? Whether saints or sinners, our parts are but illusions.
But evil, evil, evil and its power, awaken in us love. Awaken in us love for God and goodness.
What does it matter what role we
play, whether saints or sinners, our parts about delusions. Saints or sinners, our parts about delusions. But if you play the part of the villain,
if I play the part of the villain,
if you play the part of the villain, you will receive the victim's punishment.
What does it matter what role we play?
Whether saints or sinners, our parts are but delusions. Saints or sinners, our parts are but delusions. But if you play the part of the saint,
if I play the part of the saint,
if I play the part of the saint, you will awaken from the cosmic dream.
And enjoy the wonders with the dreamer.
With the dreamer for all eternity.
For all.
It's my song. Get out.
You're going to have plenty of time to sing. It's Sing Sing.
You will never take me alive.
Drop it, Van Richten.
Never. Take this. You shot me.
Here, take the statue. But why? What do you want? Put it in your bag.
I don't want to die.
It's just a flesh wound.
Help me.
Come on, get to your feet.
I can't stand the pain!
I think you'll find the lead in his gun will match the lead they fished out of shoes.
Oh, it hurts! What damn nuisance!
Drag him out, boys!
Oh, no! No, my statuette! Oh, my goddess!
Took you long enough, McNulty.
I got your call, and I got here.
Thank you, McNulty.
Well, someone appreciates me.
Goodbye, McNulty.
No, no, no. Not so fast, girlies. What's this about a statue?
A statue?
Is that it on the desk?
Oh, that statue.
Hand it over.
Hey, Nick was looking for that.
It belongs to us.
It's evidence.
Take it.
What's it supposed to be?
The Maltese goddess.
This is a goddess?
Yes.
Ugly thing.
It's a fake.
All this crap for a fake? I want both of you down at the station first thing in the morning. And your stories better stick.
Sure, Lieutenant.
You gave him the replica?
Yeah, and you got the real one. Now let's take care of what's left.
Are you certain you are ready for this?
Well, I cleared Nick's case. Now I gotta clear my own. Like you said. I have to let Nick go, so...
You will remember this. In fact, you will relive it all. Only it will be different.
You know, at the end of the film, when they turn on the lights...
Yes?
What do you see?
What?
You see a blank screen.